Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Hallelujah, glory to his name. Let us praise ye the Lord this morning. Welcome, 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 everyone. Amen. Glory to God. We thank and praise our God. Hallelujah, for his grace, for his mercy, for his sovereignty this morning. Amen. Praise God. We bless and praise him. Hallelujah, because he's God all by himself. Glory to God. We lift him up this morning. Come on, glory to God. Let's give him praise. Let's give him honor. Let's give him glory this morning for Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. This is Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Amen. Glory to his name. We thank God for the Sunday morning service this morning where the Lord, glory to God, takes over. Amen. He woke us up, glory to God, in our right mind. Glory to God. That's something to give God the praises for. Amen. We open our eyes this morning, got another chance to give him the glory, to give him the praise, to give him the honor, and to give him the glory. I thank and praise God. Hallelujah for all of you. Glory to God that's here today. Glory to God because God is good this morning. Amen. Praise God. We have a word for us this morning in the midst of it all. Glory to his name. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Oh, Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Lord God, for who you are, God, today, Lord God. We thank you, hallelujah, for what you have done already, Father God. We thank you, glory to God, for keeping your hands upon us, Lord God, to lead us, to guide us into all truth, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray, God, let the meditation of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight, oh, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, as I come this morning, Lord God, I pray that everyone will open up their hearts, oh God, to receive, God, what you have for us today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for every household here today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will bless them, God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, in abundance, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I pray, God, even now that you will touch me from the crown of my head, God, to the sole of my feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, give me the wisdom, give me the knowledge, and give me the understanding, Lord God. Stir up every gift on the inside of me, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Take control of this service on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Father God, for meeting our needs this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah, because we know the word comes in power, it comes in authority, Father God, and it goes to accomplish what it is sent out to do. So we bless your holy name for this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you glory, we give you honor, and hallelujah, we lift you up, God, this day. In Jesus' name I pray. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God, praise God. I'm coming from the book of Acts this morning. Very familiar passage. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We, you know, as I begin to study on yesterday, praise God, and just something that God lays in our soul, amen, to bring forth his words. But how many know, glory to God, sometimes we must know how, amen, to shake the devil off. Just because we go through adversity, storms of life, and the attacks and principalities and evil deeds of Satan, this do not mean that we, glory to God, are not in God's perfect will for our lives. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We know that, amen, glory to God, that we go through many things in life. Glory to God. As I said on last week, amen, we go to summer, we go to spring, we go to fall, and we go to winter. But glory to God. In the midst of it all, in the midst of it all, in the midst of the powerful work of Paul, amen, praise God. Hallelujah. We thank and praise our God. I'm going to read the scripture this morning. We already got our praise on. We already went to the very throne room. Amen. Praise God. Now it is time, amen, to get the meat of the word this morning. Amen. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. The Bible says, amen, in Acts 28, verses 1 through 5, and after we were saved on the island, we knew that it was Malta. the place on the island where were very kind to us. They were very kind to us, he said. It was raining and cold. They made a fire so we could get warm. Paul had gathered some wood. The Bible says, and as he laid it on the fire, a snake came out because of the heat. It held fast to Paul's hand. When the people of the island saw the snake holding on to his hand, they said to this man is a killer. He was saved from the sea, and yet it is not right for him to live. My God. Paul shook off the snake into the fire. He was not hurt in any way. The people waited, glory to God. They thought his hand would get large and he would fall over dead. After watching for a long time, they saw nothing happen to him. Then they changed their mind and said that Paul was a god. Come on, Holy Spirit. The Apostle Paul, in the center of God's perfect will, he had been threatened with death in the city of Jerusalem, but he was in God's perfect will. As I'm talking to somebody this morning, he had been arrested by the Romans, but he was in God's perfect will. He had been locked away in a dark, damp cell and mistreated, but he was in God's perfect will. He was bound and escorted under guard to the ship that would take him to his final destination, a place from which there would be no coming back. Come on, Holy Spirit. But he was in God's perfect will. He was restricted from moving about freely, held prisoner among the heathen sailors that carried a little. They cared a little for God. They glory to God, don't know the true living God, the heathens. But he was in God's perfect will. He was on the ship bound for Rome, a ship that would face one of the fiercest storms in the biblical Bible. Glory to God. In biblical time, amen, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. A ship that would, glory to God, shipwreck on a strange island called Malta. A ship that would be broken into many small pieces, but he was still in God's perfect will. The point that I need to make today is just because we are go through some adversities, some storms of life and attacks of principalities and evil deeds. Come on, Holy Spirit. This does not mean that we are not in God's will. In fact, many times, glory to God, exactly the opposite. All along the road of life that we all must travel, there will be pitfalls, people of God. There will be troubles. There will be trials. There will be tribulations. There will be tests that we cannot avoid. Oftentimes, we are caught up in the middle of a great struggle over what we have little or no control over, or we have no other choice but to weather the storm and to wait, glory to God, for the water to come. Weathering in a storm, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God. Sometimes, glory to God, the weather in the storm, sometimes, amen, glory to God, cause you to hold on everything that you have in life. My God, I give you glory until the waters calm, people of God. The Apostle Paul was headed to Rome to face charges before Caesar and to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. But the storm had blown him off course. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We have to be careful. Amen. Praise God that the storms that we do go through in life, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. That don't blow you off course. Could cause you to be angry, can cause you to be mean, can cause you to be nasty, or it can cause you to want to turn back and not serve the Lord Jesus Christ. It can cause many things, amen. It can cause you to stand still in the midst of the blessings, because every time the storms come in life, people of God, there's a new revelation that comes with the storm. There's a new beginning that comes after the storm. There's a rainbow, glory to God, that comes after the storm. So whatever you're going through, glory to God, hallelujah, or mistreatment or anything else, praise God, hallelujah, the storm, glory to God, won't last always. Yes, unexpected tragedies will slow our progress down, alter our plans, and give us great frustration. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Praise God, because sometimes, amen, when we go through the storms of life, it comes to be frustrated because you think that God should do it another way. Why is God taking me this way? Why is God allowing this thing to happen in my life? There's a new revelation coming, glory to God, after this. Somebody say, after this, a revelation coming after this, because you must go through what God wants us to go through. Our best plans often are shattered by circumstances of life, and we find ourselves shipwrecked for no fault of our own, amen. Paul could have said, well, I guess it just isn't God's will for me to reach Rome after all. See, if he didn't go where he needed to go, praise God, glory to God, things would not happen. We would not be reading about Paul right now, praise God. But it was much needed for him to go to Rome. But his present circumstances didn't stop him. This was just another inconvenience and another bump in the road. Somebody say a bump in the road. What you going through is just a bump in the road. My God, I give him glory. He knew his destination, and he knew that the Holy Spirit was with him, guiding, leading him, and watching over him every step of the way. The Holy Ghost simply said, stay on course and don't stop now. It's not over till it's over. Glory to God. The Bible says in Acts 28:2 says, the people on the island were very kind to Paul. Glory to God. It was raining and cold. The barbarian people made a fire so they could get warm. You see, Paul wasn't shipwrecked next door to one of the churches that he had founded. Ah, y'all talk to me today, praise God. There weren't any Christians around to meet his desperate needs of food, warm clothing, or shelter. He was alone in a world filled with sin and sinful people. Glory to God, glory to God. I need you to know that oftentimes it is the barbarians, come on, Holy Ghost, that the strangers, that worldly people, that unchurched people, come on, I hold my hands up, the unchurched people who show more concern for your trials than people in the church. And we know that's the work of the enemy, praise God, hallelujah, because we always say, why is the people, glory to God, that don't serve God treat me better than the church? The enemy comes together, they gather together, my God, but the church folks won't gather together. Glory to God. There's so much division in the church. They unchurched people, but these people, glory to God, are barbarian. And glory to God, I pray that no one at the banner of praise even finds more help, more compassion, more love, and more friendship in the world than they do in this church. Come on, Holy Spirit. See, glory to God, we are in church right now, praise God, and we're supposed to care for one another. We're supposed to lift one another up, help one another. My God, I give them glory. But the division, praise God, hallelujah, God is showing us with the barbarian people, glory to God, that Paul encountered is unchurched people, unlearned people, don't know who God is. most of the civilized world looked down upon the barbarian people as being backwards, uneducated, uncouched, and without the finer things of life. But these were the people who came to Apostle Paul's rescue. Ah, come on, Holy Ghost. I have come to discover that people who have scratch for a living, facing the hunger and deprived from many luxuries in life, are the ones who are first to help the fellow man. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, because they know what it's like, amen, to need help. Who are in need today? In heart, it's hard to get a rich man or someone highly in society to get their hands dirty. Come on, Holy Ghost, they might be willing to pay for someone else to work, but they will not pick up a hammer or a nail themselves. Come on, Holy Spirit. The barbarians, these people, were probably accustomed to seeing shipwrecks on their island. They probably made their living by fishing and facing the dangers of the storms of life. They knew the pain, the suffering. Glory to God, my stakeholder, my son, the hardship and all kinds of life. And glory to God. And they knew what to do to help those in distress. Glory to God. Has God sometimes, amen, put us in situations that we know how to help somebody else? My God, I give them glory. These barbarians kindle a fire for warmth to help the survivors who wrecked to dry out, praise God, and probably even brought some food to warm over the fire. My brothers and my sisters, my brothers, my people of God, the ones, glory to God, that God has grounded, amen. When you are shipwrecked on life's troubled seas, my God, I give him glory, and you feel like you have been cast upon in a desert island, remember what these barbarians did. They kindled a fire. We must learn to kindle a fire in our hearts, people of God. The storms of life have a way of sapping your strength, draining your energy, wrecking, glory to God, and weakening your hope and crushing your joy. But don't give up. Keep the fire kindled and stay on your knees in prayer, because it's hard for the snake to keep biting when you are praying. My God, I give them glory. Hey, my voice, I told Abasia, keep the fire kindled and shake the devil off and allow the Holy Spirit to renew and to refresh you. Come on, somebody say, renew and refresh. I'm going to be renewed and fresh when I leave off this line, because glory to God, I'm going to keep the fire kindled. I'm going to shake whatever is on me off of me. Keep the fire kindled. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost burning brightly in you, so that, glory to God, the dampness of your spirit can be made dry and you can feel the warmth of God's presence in your life. The barbarians received Paul and his traveling companions. Isn't it good to feel received by others? Hey, my soul called up by thunder. Glory to his name. After the storm has blown, glory to God, and your life sometimes feels like it's falling apart, people of God, we must learn to receive others who are in trouble with open arms. We must learn to receive others who are in distress. We must learn to receive others and help them to get back on their feet. We must learn to receive both sinners and saints alike. Who comes into the church seeking refuge from the storm? Praise God. Hallelujah. Who comes, amen, praise God, to seek you out? Praise God, because they're going through something. Paul said in Galatians 2 and 6, bear ye one another burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. It was raining while they built the fire. Oh, my God. And it was cold rain. Hey, my son, told about thunder. The kind that would soak through everything and chill you to the bone. We all face some rain in our lives. And for all of us, there are times when the rain becomes like a glory to God. One of them storms, amen, praise God, that would overtake you and overshadow you. Praise God, the hurricane that whips us around in circles and blow away our hope and bring fear and despair in our lives and shake the very foundation of our faith and trust in God. Come on, Holy Ghost. Sometimes the rain and the wind of adversities are strong that they seem to make us cold in our spirit, cold in our body, cold in our emotion, cold in our ability to feel anything. My God, I say thank you. We are all human. And our times when we are so numb by the cold-blooded attacks of the devil that we are almost numb to think, to move, or to even pray. We need to build a new fire. Somebody say, I'm going to build a new fire today. My God, put fire on the altar. Fire like the one in Jeremiah had shut up in his bones, the Bible says. Glory to God. Acts 28:3 says, and when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand, meaning that the thing just latched on to him. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Paul was cold. Hey, he was wet and tired. Yet his duty as a minister compelled him to minister in any way he could. He left the comfort of the fire to gather more fuel to make it warmer. After the fire is started, we have to learn to fan the flame. Oh, my God, I say thank you. Don't let the coals die and burn out. Fan the flames and put on more wood by taking up the cross and following the Lord. Up until this point, we can say that Paul was the victim of circumstances and weather. Life is filled with trials and tribulations. Glory to God. God allows them to test us, to strengthen us, to bring us, come on, to our knees in a closer relationship with him. There will be times when Satan, come on, that old serpent, he will strike at you and glory to God, to sink his fangs deep into, glory to God, into your hands and your heart. No one was more passionate and effective in spreading the gospel than Paul. But look at what happens to Paul. He was attacked from the pit of the fire, the serpent or the viper lap, from the fiery pit, the viper. Globo said it ain't no word about fire. Glory to his name. See, you, what God put in you could stir up the enemy, but you got to know to fan the flames of fire. You got to know, glory to God, glory to God. Above all, Father God, above all eyes, I will still follow you. I will still do what you call me to do. But that was nothing new to Paul. Everywhere he went, he was stirring up a viper. Come on, Holy Ghost, the devil. There are two things that happened here that made the serpent mad. Glory to God. The weather was cold, and the serpent is a cold-blooded animal, so it was still nearly frozen, hiding from view. Come on, Holy Ghost. But something started a fire, and it started to warm it up. Satan wouldn't bother us if we are cold in the Lord. I want you to hear what the Holy Ghost say today, praise God. If you was cold in the Lord, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, the enemy wouldn't bother you because you're hot, you're on fire, you're fanning the flame, you're doing what God has called you to do. Praise God. So here comes the serpent to lift up his head anywhere that he wants to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. He don't care that we do, as long as we don't do nothing for the Lord. See, some of you, praise God, they caught up on what about Sunday. The enemy has gotten so into your life that you just stop doing the work of God. God called you to preach, you stop. Glory to God. God called you to teach, you stop. God called you to pray, you stop. God called, come on, somebody, glory to God. See, he ain't gonna bother you. Hey, Baba say, what about Sunday? What about Sia? Glory to God. Glory to God. But if we start up the fire and let the Holy Ghost move, look out. The snake will start to hiss. But God, come on, huh? I want you to know something, praise God. Don't be afraid, because God be with you. God knows Paul. God was with Paul the whole time. Satan wouldn't let us go on without a fight. He will be ready to defend his territory. Secondly, after the fire has been started, if needed, more fuel to keep it burning so it could get hotter. Let me tell you that the more you pray, come on, Holy Spirit, the hotter the spiritual flame will burn. The more you give the Lord praise and sing songs in Zion, the more you can expect Satan to move against you. He will hiss and strike at you, hiss and strike at you when you are least expecting, from where you wouldn't expect it to be. Sometimes the viper and the serpent will strike right from within the fire. The serpent, come on, I want to talk to us today. Just a global hood of Messiah might just be someone from within, glory to God, inside of the church. Yes, someone that, who helped you build the fire. Come on, Holy Ghost, my God. The serpent might be a friend, a family member, a spouse. Notice how the attacks came. It didn't just, but it struck and held on. Do you sometimes feel like the attacks of the devil in your life is never going to end? But I'm here today to tell you, by the blood of Jesus, Mama Sekura Basanda is going under the blood today. It seems as though Satan has attached himself to you and won't turn you loose. It feels like he is there to stay for a while. And we wonder, Lord, how long will the spiritual assault last? Glory to God. When the devil is on our back trying, glory to God, to pierce our heart, and just remember what Paul did. Remember that Satan's power is limited by the authority of God, the Almighty God. Glory to God. And the Lord will deliver you from the viper. Glory to God. Deadly fangs. Amen. Praise God. Somebody know, glory to God, no matter what you're going through, God will deliver you from that thing. God will bring you out of that thing. My God, I give you glory. Remember to shake him off into the fire. Burn him up. Come on, Holy Ghost, with the power of the Holy Ghost. And watch him squirm, wiggle, turn you loose and run. Paul was supposed to die, people of God. This was a poisonous viper. But Jesus gave his disciple a promise back in Mark 16:17-18. It says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. Let me say that one more time. Then these signs shall follow them that believe. The key word is believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They should take up serpents. Come on, Holy Ghost. And if they drink any deadly things, it shall not hurt them. Come on, Holy Ghost. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Paul was a believer, and not only was he able to shake off the serpent, come on, Holy Spirit, but he also laid hands on the sick, and they too were healed. My God, I give him glory. Acts 28:7-9, it says, and in these same quarters, were possessions of the chief man of the island, whose name was Pontus, who received us and lodged us 3 days courteously. And it came to pass, go masakura basanda, that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and of a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed. Ah, my God, I give him glory. And laid his hands on him and healed him. So when this was done, others also which had disease in the island came and were healed. See, let me just say something. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ah, mama se kuda basanda. In the midst of it all, they knew, praise God, wait a minute, hold up. He got bit, glory to God, by the viper, and he shook it off, praise God. And then he goes a little longer, praise God. Somebody gets sick, amen, praise God. Paul goes in and lays hands on him, and he gets healed instantly. When Satan attacks, we must shake him off, shake the serpent off into the fire of judgment. Call upon the name of the Lord. Lord, glory to God. Yield your life to the Lord Jesus Christ and keep serving the Lord. When the fire of the Holy Ghost gets hot enough in your life, the devil will have to flee. See, when you get on fire for God, he said, wait a minute, hold on. There's nothing I can do with that person. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. I done took this from them, I done did that to them, I done said that to them, and they still not responding. My God, I give them glory. But he keep on walking, praise God. James says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. As if someone has thrown hot water on him. Glory to God. Can you imagine, praise God, that caught up outside? Your prayer life is so strong. Your life is so strong in God. It feels like, glory to God, the Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Can you imagine, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, as your prayer goes, just like feel like you just throwing hot water on him, and it is running and screaming, praise God, hallelujah. You got to understand, praise God, don't get slumbered. Don't, glory to God, glory to God. Don't go under, praise God. Keep your fire burning. God promised us in his word in Isaiah 54:17, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. So if you are on the Lord, your heritage is one of victory and power. If you are on the Lord's side, your heritage is of eternal life. If you are on the Lord's side, your heritage is that gives you the right to shake the devil off and walk on in the Lord to accomplish what God wants you to do in life. God wants you to stay on course and to finish the race that is set before you. This attack will come. They will come, people of God. We don't know, praise God. We don't know what life going to bring us, but we know, praise God, that everything that we go through, praise God, is there to stop us. That glory to God. Things come up in our lives, amen, to sidetrack us, to move us out of position to where God wants us to do, be called a Buhuna Messiah, that wants us to be, praise God. We know that God called us, praise God. We know that we are blessed, amen, praise God. But his job is to move us out the way. So I'm here to tell you, praise God, shake the devil off, finish the race, never give up. My God, I give him glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Can I go to a song, people of God? And I will be back, praise God. Glory to God. The Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, is worthy of all the praises, hallelujah. He's worthy of all the glory, hallelujah. God is doing his thing, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we thank and praise God, hallelujah, that he is going to bless us, hallelujah. He is going to do what he said he's going to do, praise God, hallelujah. Okay, glory to God. My hands is going. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless and praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless him. Just give me a minute. Glory to God. I know that this is my song move, and I'm going to pray a song. Amen. God bless you. I'll be right back.
They said you can have it. They said you wouldn't make it, but God said I'll open doors. They said it was over for you, but God said it has just begun. They said you might as well give up the fight, but God said the battle is already won.
They
talked on you, they put saving lives on you, but in the midst of all of that, God's tear is a champion. In the midst of the hurt, in the midst of the pain, in the midst of distraction, he said you are.
You are the chosen one.
They said you would never be, but God said I'm raising you for my glory. They said you didn't have a dream, no. They said this problem will never end, but God says I'm bringing you out, my child. They said you might as well throw in the towel, but God said this storm is just for a while. They talked on you, they prayed, may have even lied to you, but in the midst of all of that, God's tear is on the champion.
All right. right. How many know that you are the chosen one? Amen. Praise God. As she said, sometimes you might have to walk alone. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes, like glory to God, Nehemiah, you're going to have to ask for strength. Amen. Samson, amen. Praise God. You may not understand the instructions. Amen. Praise God. Just like Abraham, hallelujah, glory to God. God knows what he is doing in our season of breakthrough. He knows what he's doing in our season of uprising. He knows what he is doing in the season, amen, glory to God, that he has taken us to the land of milk and honey. He knows what he is doing. My God, I give him glory. So no matter what you go through, praise God, hallelujah, glory to his name. Shake the devil or finish your race, and don't you ever give up. Just as surely as Paul was destined to reach Rome to fulfill the will of God in his life. When God has destined you to fulfill some things in life, glory to God, you're going to go through some bumps. You're going to go through some struggles. You're going to go through some things, amen, that you never thought that you would have to go through. But listen to the word, go through. We too must be willing to cross the finish line and win. Somebody say, I'm in my winning season. I'm going to win the race. Come on, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. If something bump you or knock you down, push you down, praise God, hallelujah, and you brush your knees off, you get back up, you wipe your eyes, and you get back up in the race, amen, because God has promised us victory in the part of our heritage and your heritage. The Apostle Paul said, I have fought a good fight. I love Paul. My God, I have fought a good fight. See, he didn't go, praise God, by secunda, by standa. See, there's something about a mighty man of God. When they done went through something, you done seen them walk through things, amen, and they still stand for God. Glory to God. That is something to give God the glory, because we know that the grace of God is with him. The grace of God was with Paul. Praise God. Hallelujah. No matter what Paul went through, amen, he said, I have to finish. See, because Paul was knocked off, glory to God, glory to God, on the road of Damascus, amen, praise God. He had a divine encounter with Jesus Christ. He said, Paul, why are you kicking up against the prince? Why are you kicking up against my church? Paul was blinded, glory to God, glory to God. God sent him to a street called Straight. Come on, Holy Ghost. Had a man of God to lay hands on him. The scales fell off his eyes. And Paul, from that day, praise God, went into the wilderness to be taught by Jesus. See, sometimes we don't like to be alone. We don't like to be by ourselves. Amen. Praise God. But there's a place in God that we have to get to stick and stay and kneel and pray. Get before God. Get the power of God. Get the staying power of God. Come on, Holy Ghost. He said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Come on, glory to God. When the devil lies on you, take the lies off. Ah, glory to God, and pack them under your feet and declare that the Lord is the way, the truth, and the life. When the devil tries to steal your joy, shake him off. Come on, Holy Ghost, and pack him under your feet and rejoice in the Lord. When the devil tries to get to kill your faith, praise God, shake him off, praise God, and pack him under your feet and walk in the power of the resurrection of Christ. When the devil tries to steal, to kill, and to destroy you, praise God, remember the Lord promised us in his word in Isaiah 54:17. I'm going to say it again. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. When the devil tries to steal, kill, and destroy you, remember the Lord in his word in Mark 16:17-18. And these signs shall follow them that believe in the name, in my name. They shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall go, yes, Holy Ghost. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, glory to God, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Keep the fire kindled and stay on your knees in prayer, because it's hard for a viper and a snake, come on, Holy Ghost, to keep biting you when you are praying. My God, keep the fire kindled and shake the devil off and let the fire of the Holy Ghost brightly inside of you. Come on, Holy Spirit. That the dampness of your spirit can be made dry. And you can feel the warmth of God's presence in your life. Keep the fire kindled. And now the Holy Ghost to renew and refresh you. Hi, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We thank and praise our God today. Hi, yes, Holy Ghost. Glory to his name, because God is the ultimate one. He is greater than anything. He is the world champion. Hallelujah. And guess what, people of God? I read the end of the book. We win at the end. Jesus win. My God, I give him glory. So whatever you do, hallelujah, hallelujah, know that you're getting closer. In the midst of it all, against all odds in your life, no matter what you have to walk through, sometimes I know it's got to be hard. My God, I give him glory. I found myself crying many days, but I learned something in God. There's a revelation behind what I go through. And if I ask Father, what is the revelation? See, what you go through. See, because he said, I reckon that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. So when I go through something, when you go through something, there's glory coming after this. Maybe you are in your winning season already. Maybe you done came out of the winter season, my God, and now you're getting ready to dress for your summer. Give God the glory because you kept the favor. Come on, somebody, give God the glory because you kept the favor. Mama Seko da Basanda, you stood for the Lord. You didn't back up. You kept on going. You didn't stop. Praise God. Seko da Basanda. Paul didn't stop, people of God. He kept on going no matter what he had to go. Paul was beaten. He was dragged out. He was all kinds of things that happened in his life. Praise God. He was left for dead, but he kept on going. And my God, somebody, glory to God. Any water walkers on the line this morning that's going to keep on going no matter what you have to go through, no matter what pitfalls that the enemy lays for you, no matter what stumbling blocks he lays for you, you know that you're going to hop over because God says, glory to God, that I'll make your feet hind feet, glory to God. I will build you, praise God. In the midst of it all, I will build you. And God was building Paul, glory to God, that he was able, glory to God, to cross over. He was able to meet the needs, that, praise God, of the people. He was able to pray for the people. In spite of what happened to him, he was praying for the people. They got healed. The Bible says, glory to God, when he healed person, they brought all kinds of people for Paul to lay hands upon. Amen. Praise God that they will be healed in the name of Jesus. God made a promise to us, people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the midst of it all, whatever you're going through, amen, don't forget, glory to God, forget about yourself. Amen. Praise God, and meet the needs of the other people. When I go through something, nobody would never know, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, but I have to keep on going because I've been commissioned, I've been called by God, glory to God, I have been ordained by God, I stood before God, I received the call of God, so therefore, praise God, and no matter who you are in God, hallelujah, you could be a lay person, but if God told you, praise God, to start something, do something, that means that, glory to God, don't stop because of the trouble, don't stop because the enemy keep on bothering you. Must got to understand that there's something in your life, something in your ministry that the enemy keep on fighting, because if you break through, he knows that the kingdom of darkness is in trouble. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. But you got to know, glory to God, that there will be pitfalls, there will be trouble, there will be trials, there will be, glory to God, tribulation, there will be tests that we cannot avoid. But keep on going, people of God. There's something on the inside of you that the enemy fears. words when he keeps on bothering you. Glory to God, because they know, praise God, that you're going to snatch somebody else out the fire, because the fire that you have burned on the inside of you. Glory to God. My God, I give him glory today. So we thank and praise God, hallelujah, for his word today. Hallelujah. Just know, people of God, hallelujah, glory to God. God is with us. Ha, mama, say katoda basanda. And I want somebody to say, glory to God, I'm in my winning season. Ah, glory to God, I'm going to walk through whatever storm that comes my way. Hallelujah. Be surprised at the little small things that irritate us. Ah, mama, say koda basanda. You'll be surprised at the distractions that comes up. You'll be surprised, amen, praise God, that the little things, amen, glory to God, the little foxes in our lives, amen, praise God, hallelujah. But because of you have prayed, the fire of God is still yet burning, and nothing by any means shall touch you and hurt you or harm you. Just keep on going in the spirit of God, and you will make it to your road to destiny. You will make it in your journey. You will make it to the land, glory to God, that God has destined for you. Amen. That land of milk and honey. And on the way, as you are going, praise God, you don't know. You're saving souls. You're speaking life over people. You're pulling people out of dungeons. You're pulling people, glory to God, that wants to do with that. You're pulling people, amen, praise God. See, we don't know who's attached to us. Glory to God, glory to God. So if we quit, they lose. So I want you to know, praise God, hallelujah, you're going to win in this season, and you're going to help somebody else to win, and you're going to help, glory to God, people to win in this season. In Jesus' name, I pray over you today. Glory to God. This is Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Amen. And you have been, glory to God, with me, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil, on glory to God on this Sunday morning service this morning. Amen. I thank God for you. I thank God for your life. I thank God for what he is doing. I thank God, amen, that the word that God has given us today, amen, no matter what you go through, just know that you're going to win in the end. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just stick and stay and kneel and pray and watch God have his way. Amen. Glory to God. We thank and praise God today. Hallelujah. On Thursday, don't forget, amen, Pastor Ilona Waters will be on, amen, on Thursday, amen, at 6 p.m. Glory to God. So we thank and praise God. Hallelujah for her. Glory to God, her ministry. Amen. Praise God. Keep us in prayer as we do the work of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you'd like to bless the ministry, Reign of Glory Revival Ministry, you can reach me, amen, 302-883-9799 to be a blessing to Reign of Global Revival Ministry. We thank and praise God for all the ones, amen, that has blessed the ministry in whatever way they did it, whether it be giving somebody else the number or glory to God. However God used you to bless Reign of Glory, may the Lord bless you and keep you and shine upon you and show you favor. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Glory to God. Glory to God for what he has done on this day. Glory to God. So I thank and praise God. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Amen. Praise God. And don't forget, people of God, hallelujah, give somebody else the phone number, amen, for our Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday prayer time at 6 a.m. for me. Amen. I guess 9 o'clock for some and 8 o'clock for some others. Amen. Praise God. Get in touch with me and I can let you know, amen, your time zone. Amen. So we thank and praise God. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Lord God, that you are moving by your Holy Spirit on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they was blessed on today, Lord God, knowing glory to God. Yes, Holy Ghost, glory to God. Whatever comes our way, God, that you are more with us, God. We thank you for that. We thank you, Lord God, that you are strengthening us on everything. every side, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, even as the word says, Paul was in your will, Father God. We know, glory to God, that you have put us on the straight and narrow, Father God. And I pray, God, today, God, that you will make every crooked place straight in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Every plan, every plot of the enemy will go under the blood of Jesus today. Glory to Bahatabasikanduhurabasia, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you said no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up in judgment, thou shalt condemn, because we are your heritage, Father. We said we are in the family, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you love us so much, Father God. Hallelujah, that you speak a word over us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I ask that, yes, Holy Spirit, everyone under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God will be blessed, Father God. Their houses will be blessed, God. They will be blessed. Their loved ones be blessed, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just say thank you for the great things that you are doing in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we come against all spirit of distractions right now. I hear you, God. We come against all the spirit of distractions, Lord God, that keep us from moving, glory to God, in the things of you, Father. We ask you to remove those things, Father God. And if, God, if you just see fit, glory to God, not to remove it, Lord God, help us to keep the eyes of faith, God, and keep our eyes to the hills with cometh our help, knowing that our help comes from you, God, who made heaven and earth, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you, God, and we lift you up, God, today. These things I pray. Now unto him, glory to God, that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let us say amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, people of God. Jesus loves you, and so do I. Have a blessed and wonderful Sunday. Know that God is in full control. I'll leave you with a song. Happy Sunday to you.
Somebody's in the fight of your life right now. Lashay Knox, tell them how to win.
This is how I fight my battles.
When you're feeling overwhelmed and under pressure.
This is how I fight my battles.
Woo!
When you're in the midst of the storm and you can't see your way out.
When you get that unfavorable diagnosis.
This is how you fight.
Somebody's saying it seems like trouble is all around me. Lashay, tell them it may look like.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
That's how God works.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded,
yes,
but I'm surrounded by you.
I know what it looks like.
It may look like I'm
by you.